Blue Sky CEO Jay Graber steps down from top job at leftist echo chamber. By Lucas Nolan on March 11, 2026. Blue Sky announced Monday that CEO Jay Graber is stepping down from her leadership position at the leftist echo chamber, which has been losing users over the last year. Graber will transition to a new role as Chief Innovation Officer at the social media company. TechCrunch reports that Blue Sky, the decentralized social media platform that has morphed into a left-wing echo chamber, announced a significant leadership change as founder and CEO Jay Graber steps down from the top executive position. Graber will transition to the role of Chief Innovation Officer, allowing her to focus on technology development rather than day-to-day operations. Tony Schneider, former CEO of Automattic and current partner at True Ventures, will serve as interim CEO while the company's board conducts a search for a permanent chief executive. Both Automattic and True Ventures are investors in Blue Sky, positioning Schneider with existing knowledge of the company's operations and strategic direction. In a blog post explaining the transition, Graber stated that as Blue Sky has matured into a larger company, it requires a seasoned operator focused on scaling and execution. She expressed that her strengths and interests lie more in building technology and exploring new ideas rather than managing operational aspects of a growing social media platform. "I'm most energized by exploring new ideas, bringing a vision to life, and helping people discover their strengths. Transitioning to a more focused role where I can do what brings me energy is my way of putting that belief into practice," Graber said. Blue Sky has faced several challenges during its growth phase. The platform has encountered moderation issues as it scaled, with some users expecting more direct content moderation while the company promoted user-managed moderation tools. This tension between platform control and user autonomy has been an ongoing challenge for the service. Breitbart News previously reported that Blue Sky's moderation process was completely overwhelmed with requests for censorship of users and warnings of child pornography. After days of explosive growth on the platform, the Blue Sky safety team posted Friday that it received 42,000 moderation reports in the preceding 24 hours, compared to 360,000 in all of 2023. Most troublingly, the company acknowledged that it is receiving reports of XM or child sexual abuse material, commonly known as child pornography. On X/Twitter, users are noting that the new platform is quick to censor anyone engaged in wrongthink, including one user allegedly banned on the same day he signed up, echoing the previous Twitter moderation rules before Elon Musk bought the company. More recently, Blue Sky has confronted compliance challenges related to age assurance laws being implemented across various states. These regulations require social media platforms to verify user ages and implement protections for minors. In Mississippi, one such law led Blue Sky to block access to users in the entire state rather than comply with the verification requirements. In other states, including Ohio, South Dakota, and Wyoming, the company has begun implementing age verification processes to meet legal requirements. To understand the depths of leftist psychosis on Blue Sky, consider the case of progressive journalist Jesse Singal. Singal, a card-carrying leftist by any measure, was the subject of death threats by posting opinions to Blue Sky about transgenderism that weren't in line with current radical thinking. As Breitbart News reported, a recent article from journalist Jesse Singal in the Free Press claims that Blue Sky, a social media platform launched by Twitter in 2019 before becoming an independent company and eventually transforming into an insane leftist echo chamber, has allowed its users to make death threats and attempt to dox the author over his opinions on the transgender movement. Singal, who has been reporting on youth gender medicine for nearly a decade, joined Blue Sky in early December. Upon joining, he was met with a barrage of hostile messages, including some users expressing their desire for him to be killed. One user, at bilksos.bisky.social, even went as far as posting specific instructions on how Singal should be shot. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.